Dear Asma Devi, how can I distinguish between recognition and admiration from appreciation? Can love and appreciation exist without each other? I have read that self-esteem is a part of the ego structure. Does it mean that I first have to become enlightened before I will be able to really value myself? What can I do now to value myself more? I think that self-study is a good way. What else can I do?
What is in your understanding appreciation and admiration?
I think I have to look. Also, was der Unterschied ist, wie ich unterscheiden kann zwischen Bewunderung, Anerkennung und Wertschätzung.
I would like you to come a little bit closer. Reinhard, give a little bit. First, one has to understand what love is. Admiration is an expression of love. When you let yourself fall in love, when you let yourself be possessed by love, when something that triggers the love that is within you, when something touches deeply to your heart, the energy that releases within you, the explosion of a phenomenon that happens within you, wants to express itself, want to go out, want to connect to that object, to that person, to that thing that touches you somewhere deep inside, that reaches to the levels within you. You may have reached unconsciously, subconsciously, or never before. It may open a completely new dimension within you. It could be a very small thing. It could be a dry leaf of autumn. It could be waves on the water. It can be anything. But when this objective, which is outside, which is external, it reaches far within you, deep within you. It opens an unknown dimension and it releases the energy that has been captured or entangled in something else. And when this energy is released, it needs expression. It wants to express itself. And when you connect to that object, when you pour the love through your eyes, through your heart, whatever you see in that object, it can be called as admiration. Admiration is pure. It has no expectation in it. We say beauty exists in the eyes of the viewer. That's the admiration. The beauty exists in the eyes of the admirer. Otherwise, beauty is very subjective. Something that is beautiful to you may be utterly ugly to someone else. And vice versa. Admiration is always pure. It is something that has been expressed without any expectation. That is admiration. A mother admires her child, her baby, even when she has not seen it. Because that presence of the baby in her womb, inside her, triggers the joy, releases the energies within her, and the life that she has never seen before. She has not even optically seen it, she has only felt it. And she falls in love with every small things of that baby. Even if it is kicking her, or if it's moving, it's feeling, it's heartbeat, she falls in love with it. And she admires every small thing which is even painful to her, which is not really comfortable, but she admires it. Her admiration is not biased, it's not partial. One may think that, okay, because it's her own child, she is biased. She's partial, but no, a mother is not partial. She has not even seen it. Her admiration is pure. It is the expression of her love, of her pure love. And she, at this point where she has not even seen that child, she has no expectations from him. Her love is innocent. Appreciation can come from mind. Appreciation thinks in terms of value. When you value something, you appreciate it. Admiration and appreciation, these both the things are not the same. It's not necessary that you appreciate something. You admire too. But vice versa is true. When you admire something, you do appreciate it. Appreciation is mundane.
What does it mean?
Mundane?
Weltlich.
Weltlich, ja. Gewöhnlich, ja.
It is not necessary that appreciation is always coming from heart. Of course, it depends on the person. Admiration, appreciation, everything in life depends on the person, on his consciousness, on his awareness, on his attitude. Where it comes from. The reason behind it. Behind admiration, there is no expectation. Behind appreciation, expectation is possible. So you can very clearly distinguish them if you understand the true love if you are able to see in your lover's eyes, if you are able to reach there, if you are welcomed there without any expectations, if you are loved there, if you are pampered there, if you are respected there, that is admiration. If there is expectation from you, if there is a certain kind of uncomfort level when someone is trying to appreciate you, you will feel it, you will realize it. This is all is the matter of sensitivity. The more you fall in love, the more sensitive you also become. And then you can feel the difference between the selfless love when someone admires you, or something that you do, and when someone is thinking in terms of appreciating for some reason. Can love and appreciation exist without each other? Yes, they can exist without each other. Appreciation does not necessarily always come from love, does not always come from trust. Sometimes, rather more often than not, in the worldly life, appreciation has become a tool. In reality, appreciation also cannot come without heart, but now it has become a tool to deal with the relationships, to deal with the business, with work, with friends, with life, which has no soul. Such appreciation has no soul. It has only calculation. It is a calculated appreciation. And today it can exist. Appreciation without love do exist. And it is very deceiving to distinguish today appreciation between admiration of out of love is very difficult to distinguish. It is. How would you find it out, the difference that someone you are in love with, how he is behaving towards you, is difficult because love makes you also blind. When you love somebody, your friend, your sister, your child, you start admiring him even things which are not right. You start seeing beauty even in the things which are incorrect. And that's the reason it makes feel the lovers are partial. But it's not necessary that they are partial. It is more because they see the beauty in everything. When you see your own child, it comes and plucks aggressively some flowers out of the pot, and you feel happy for it, or how sweet he is. With Zeus, you see the beauty, you see the way he did it, you see his energy, his actions. And in that moment you forget the morals of right and wrong. But when somebody else is watching the same incident, the child has aggressively broken the flowers from the pot, she will say, what a bad child it is. Beautiful flowers, they were standing there and she simply destroyed them. That person has no love in his eyes. So how can you distinguish in today's day? When you fall in love with somebody, when you become a lover, it will be very hard to distinguish what your lover is expecting from you. There only your own heart can lead you in the right way. Your mind, your calculation, try to finding out the differences between the actions of your lover will not work. There only your own sensitivity will help you. Even you are in love with somebody, you will definitely feel his behavior towards you, his action, his love towards you. Where it comes from? There is no need to go beyond the fifth sense, five senses to the sixth sense. Even just with your five senses you can perceive the person, his love, his energy. And one thing, howsoever you love other person, howsoever blind your love may be, you may live and die for that person. But never compromise with your heart. You can surrender yourself to him. You can be mother to him, you can be friend, you can be his everything. But whatever is appealing to your heart as right, take it as right. Whatever is appealing to your heart as wrong, take it as wrong and stand up for yourself. If you will not be able to stand up for yourself, if you will not be able to be yourself, you will not be able to respect your own self. And so the further foundations of your love and your lover, everything will collapse. I have read that self-esteem is a part of the ego structure. Does it mean that I first have to become enlightened before I will be able to really value myself? The fact is exactly other way around. And in the spiritual world, in the realms of spirituality, the word value does not exist. How can you value yourself? Whatever value you will set up for yourself will be worldly, howsoever high you can think of yourself, it will still remain out of this world, and yourself is not from this world. Yourself is outwardly. It is precious. Even to call precious is the worldly term. It is priceless. It is beyond the value. And you cannot value yourself. Nobody can value himself. Value is a thing that you set on something that is objective, that is not you. Yourself is you. You can put a value on your arm. You cannot put a value on yourself. To put a value on something, you need a distance. The value is put upon by somebody else. Whatever you are doing, your actions, your life, your work, your creations, your good things, your bad things, upon all of these things, the others will put the value. You yourself cannot put value on your own self. Value is such a mundane thing when it comes to spirituality. It will be impossible, howsoever mind try to evaluate as higher as possible, it will never be able to set a value for itself. And also in other terms, a diamond, even if it is Kohinoor, who does not know how valuable he is, it will never put its own value on himself. We all know that it is a diamond, it is a precious, it is one piece in the world, and it is extremely precious. But the Kohinoor in itself does not know this fact. For him, he is just an ordinary stone, as valuable, as beautiful, and as precious as any other stone in this world. And as unique as any stone, any pebble in the river. Value is a term for somebody else. He sees how much you are worth for it. The other person sees what business, what terms, how he could use you, your work or anything. And you keep value for other people, but you can never keep value for yourself. For your own self, you are always the supreme. And because you are supreme, you love yourself. The problem is not to value oneself, the problem is to love oneself. Everybody of us, we love our own self. And this is the biggest fear, to discover this love with a true heart. It is dangerous. Because life has so much expectations, so much of work, so many projects, so many ambitions. To fall in love with oneself is dangerous. You will become homeless. You can start singing like a Sufi. Falling in love with an enlightened person is also dangerous, because he will bring you close to yourself. He will make you fall in love with yourself. He will make you discover this love you are not interested, you are running away from. You want to run away from, out of fear. And that is the reason I always emphasize on love. It is very important to love oneself, to discover this true love that is within you, that does not exist outside. Love and respect oneself, accept oneself as supreme. There is no need to believe in it. Just feel it. It is there. But once you start feeling it, it will be difficult to run away from the fact that you have to treat yourself as supreme too then. Once you fall in love with yourself, everything else in the world becomes secondary. Be it your job, your friends, your family, everything becomes secondary. That's why for a seeker it is very important to be first a lover.